So this next story triggers me.
No, it triggers me too. I saw this on Good Morning America with Stupanopoulos and the other six people in there that are all very sensitive.
Now, I'm going to try to play both sides because I understand one side, but I'm more on the other side. So, I used to do Weight Watchers. That's how I lost all my weight for the wedding.
I did Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers is great. And you have an app on your phone and you track how many points and calories, and it does all that for you. That's where the points are kind of like tied in. Now, for somebody that maybe is overweight and just doesn't know how to eat right, this is a really good thing because it teaches you ways to eating, like eat fruits and vegetables first before you eat other stuff. Drink a full glass of water before you have a meal so you're kind of full. You know what I'm saying? So people that really struggle with their health need this. Well, there's more than 78,000 people who have signed a petition calling Weight Watchers, or I think it's called WW now, whatever it is, to remove a new app aimed at children between ages 8 and 17.
Now, can I say something? Let me play a little Good Morning America, whatever it is.
This morning, the new app from Weight Watchers for Children is receiving backlash. The app, called Curbo, is aimed at children ages 8 through 17, in part to help reach a healthier weight with...
Yeah, okay, preface this whole story that we have the fattest kids in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And yes, this company's out to make money, so there's that, but...
But here's the thing, they don't do... Okay. So they use a traffic light system. And I just the other day saw this actually on Food Network. They were talking about packaging your kids' snacks and hanging on the inside of the pantry door already made. And you have a red section, a yellow section, and a green section. The green section's on the bottom. You can access it the easiest. Those are the healthiest ones. The yellow ones are like, have them every so often, use with caution. And then cookies and stuff are in the red with all the sugar, right?
Right.
Oh.
So that's what they use here. They divide foods into the red, yellow, and green food groups.
Well, that's horrible.
Well, here's the thing. Some kids... rely on what their parents give them, and their parents are obese, so they're trying to learn how to eat healthy because guess what? Sometimes the parents are enablers and they buy all the junky food, so the kids eat all the junky food.
Nothing but little Debbie's for my little Debbie. Yeah.
There you go. Stop it. You want to hear some of the stuff?
Here yeah.
We go. Why isn't this one playing? Okay, hold on. I'm having a little problem.
Okay, so let me
get... Is your finger stuck in the thing
Thousands
again?
Have signed a Change.org petition to take the app down, even calling it dangerous, immoral, and irresponsible.
Dangerous, immoral, and irresponsible? Are these people absolutely... They're just looking for controversy. Well, they're looking for something to bash a company with.
Yeah, because we used to have... When I was a kid, it was the food pyramid. They teach all about the pyramid.
Yeah, that was full of crap, too, though, because milk was, like, on the top of the pyramid. It's like,
yes,
really?
Yeah, it's horrible
Hello.
For you.
Yeah.
But, they're worried, their point of view, just to play devil's advocate, is they're worried it's going to produce body image problems in young girls and guys because they're going to track every morsel that goes into their mouth.
Oh, knock it off.
I get what they're saying. However, you're the parent. You regulate things. It is up to you. You don't just hand off something to a child and go here. But I think it's a good learning tool on how to eat healthy. However, just like anything else, it could be abused by some people. Now, I feel like when they talk about people with eating disorders, do you have that one? It was someone that had an eating disorder.
My thing went.
Okay,
goodbye.
So her quote was, I've had an eating disorder my whole life, and had I had an app like this to track every little morsel that went into my mouth, it would have made me worse. Well, here's the thing. I struggled with that too. I used to have, I wouldn't call it a full-blown eating disorder, but I did have some food issues when I was younger. So that is a personal thing. That is not, you don't take away something that actually could do good for other people. There are obese children out there that really could use this app.
Well, I got a solution for all this.
Do you?
Yeah. Instead of focusing on what they're eating, maybe we should send the toddlers, you know, between 7 and 12 to mm-hmm. the gym more often.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's a new program.
Are you sick of your 3-year-old looking like a sissy? Get rid of that baby fat at Gold's Toddler Gym. Our personal trainers will get your child jacked.
I want to play with my truck.
Only after 20 more push-ups, wuss.
We even serve creatine out of sippy cups.
Juiced up juicy juice.
So we can turn your little sweetheart into the ultimate meathead.
Do you even lift, bro?
It's Gold's Toddler Gym, because as soon as they can walk, it's leg day.
Rick Stacy.